Open enrollments in the Obamacare marketplace begins in less than 2 weeks, but there is a bit of confusion out there. Some consumers think the law is dead. Well, not quite. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa continues our series on free clinics that serve people with no health insurance by introducing you to a clinic employee who's helping clear up the confusion.
When patients come to the outreach clinic in Brandon, one of the first people they meet is Jackie Perez. As a caseworker at the free clinic, she verifies a patient's income to make sure they are eligible for treatment. She checks that they don't have health insurance and finds out what brought them here. These days, just about everybody's confused about the Affordable Care Act.
Everyone is on the, I don't know what's going to happen if we get the Affordable Care Act, you know, then what's going to change? And so people are confused. They're discouraged.
Why? Since it passed in 2010, there have been threats to repeal the law. More recently, news about rising premiums and President Trump's decision to do away with some subsidies is causing people who don't closely follow the issue to get lost in the headlines and sound bites. Here's the president recently talking about the law, which is still in place.
Because Obamacare is finished. It's dead. It's gone. It's no longer, don't, you shouldn't even mention, it's gone. There is no such thing as Obamacare anymore.
Trump's administration also slashed the advertising budget for marketplace enrollment by 90%, and that enrollment time has been cut in half. That's going to have a real impact, says Jody Ray, director of the state's largest Obamacare enrollment program. This year, the organization will have fewer counselors helping people sign up after its budget was cut by nearly $1 million. Ray says her group was already getting calls from people who didn't realize the Affordable Care Act was still around.
There are still a lot of people who are confused by some of the misinformation that has permeated our communities.
At the same time, family budgets are being hit harder. That's because the insurers who filed plans for 2018 on Florida's marketplace increased premiums by an average of 45%. Some consumers who get subsidies should only see modest increases, but for those living on tight budgets, even a slight bump can price them out of the market. Some of them are showing up at a free clinic called the Haley Center in Winter Haven. Donna Arms is a nurse practitioner and the clinic's director. She says people who stopped using the clinic because they enrolled in Obamacare are returning.
We have them slowly filtering back in, saying, I can't afford to pay my rent, my lights, my insurance, and eat. So they, what goes first? You know, what is the one thing you can get rid of? Your health insurance.
And as more people leave the market, costs will go up for those who remain. Melanie Hall is director of the Family Healthcare Foundation, which helps connect people with health insurance in the Tampa Bay area. She says in addition to cost, consumers are also finding fewer choices for doctors and treatment. That only adds to their confusion.
So it has more of a ripple effect than just cost. It also has the ripple effect of providing true access for consumers that purchase the product.
Back at the Brandon Clinic, caseworker Jackie Perez says as prices for health insurance continue to rise, many will see the free clinics as their only option for care.
We're going to get more patients because the insurances from the employers just continue to go up. And these people are not finding any other means.
And Perez knows it's her job to clear up the confusion. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
This story was produced as a project for the University of Southern California Center for Health Journalism's National Fellowship.